palliative care researcher says a crackdown on the overprescription of opioids is impacting end-of-life care in Australia. Professor Geoffrey Mitchell has written an opinion piece in today's Medical Journal of Australia. He says doctors fear litigation and professional ruin if they're seen to have overprescribed opioids. Rachel Mealy reports.
Professor Geoffrey Mitchell is from the Faculty of Medicine at the University of Queensland. He says the problems associated with opioid overuse, coupled with the discussion in many states about legislation to allow voluntary assisted dying, have created a perfect storm of fear for doctors.
Well, there's a significant fear that they're going to be punished professionally or legally for prescribing opioids to excess at the end of life, which obviously concerned that they may be accused of shortening a person's life.
He says the fear is having an impact on patients who need end-of-life care.
Well, for some doctors, they are actually pulling back from prescribing opioids at all. And, of course, that means that the people who have got symptoms that need therapy are going to be denied that therapy, and that will make the quality of their life that much worse at the end of their life.
Professor Mitchell is in the process of compiling data about the fears of GPs and other health professionals when prescribing and administering opioids. He's already co-authored a study looking at the actual legal risks to doctors. His research team searched Australian case law, as well as matters heard before coroners around the country, and found only 12 cases where the doctor's methods were brought into question.
When you consider the number of deaths and the number of times opioid must be used, that's a minuscule number. And of those 12, only two were considered to be serious enough to then go to the next step to see whether sanctions should be applied. And in neither case, sanctions actually ended up being applied. So the risk, the legal risk to prescribing opioids at the end of life is vanishingly small.
Professor Mitchell says he hopes doctors look to those statistics when servicing their patients.
I would like to see opioids used at the right dose, at the right time, for the right reasons, and for practitioners not to withhold them with the fear that they may be accused of causing the patient's death, because that the person is dying anyway. It's not the medicine that causes it, it's the disease that they've got that causes it.
Last year, Australia's chief medical officer sent a letter to almost 5,000 Australian GPs who prescribe the most opioids. The letter warned those doctors that their prescriptions would be scrutinised. Dr. Harry Nespolin is the president of the Royal Australian College of General Practitioners. He says the college has been concerned about the impact the increased scrutiny would have on doctors involved in palliative care.
Good palliative care often does require the use of high-dose opiates, and that's what patients deserve. They deserve a good death and a painless death. And all this is doing is asking doctors to prescribe less opiates for patients who really should be getting them.
He says the attention on opioid prescriptions needs to separate palliative care doctors from the pack.
There are doctors who do spend most of their time doing palliative care, so they're going to stop doing that. So there'll be less doctors available to see patients who need good palliative care. And the other side of it is that there will be doctors who will be reluctant to prescribe what would be considered the appropriate dose of opioids, which is often higher than the usual amount, because of these letters.
Dr. Harry Nespolin, the president of the Royal Australian College of General Practitioners, ending that report from Rachel Mealy.